Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We are on the air. Today is August 7th, 2015, and our topic today is going to be the four-letter S word connected to scam, spam, and super deal. Now, you may know what that word is. Hopefully, you know what it is already. And, you know, as we go through, we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, I have a few things that I'd like to tell you about as far as Purpose Talk Radio and the music that you just heard. The song that you just heard, the first one, is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that was one of the co-writers, Jillian Clark, the other co-writers being myself and Rachel Grace. The second song that you heard is our positive news theme, and that was also sung by Jillian and co-written by she and myself. Oh, I love my grammar. I'll try that again. Nah, you know what I'm talking about. Now, the song, the positive news, we just finished Positive News Month in July. And the goal of that is to keep sharing positive news. Purpose Talk Radio is a piece of that. Because every week we bring you people who are living their purpose and let them share with you how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it, and what maybe you can do to live your purpose. Now, you might be saying, how the heck can something like this topic help me live my purpose? Well, you know what? If you're not taken for something, if you don't let the crooks win, guess what? You win. It's positive. So that's how that comes into today. I am looking for some guests to be on our show, and that's very simple to do. All you need to do is get a hold of me on our website or directly on email. The website is purposetalkradio.com, PURPOSETALKRADIO. And you can send me an email to Cindy, CINDY, at purposetalkradio.com. And the other way you can find us on Facebook, there's a Facebook page called Purpose Talk Radio. I personally have my own profile as well as a variety of other ones, including one for writer. I'll soon have one for my photography, editing. You'll just find me. Just look for Cindy Freeman. You'll know exactly where. The main company, of course, being True Visions Media. And, of course, as I said, Purpose Talk Radio is one of our Facebook pages also. Now, there's several ways that you can participate in this show if you'd like. The first is if you are catching this live, and I know in the middle of a Friday afternoon, it's not real common, but every once in a while we do get a few people here that catch it live. You can come into the chat room by scrolling down on the radio show page on Blog Talk Radio. And that is open right now for you. The other way, because once this show does end, unfortunately what happens is Blog Talk Radio closes that. Now we are looking at some other possible ways that maybe can be a part of this where that's not going to close, but I'm not sure what's going to happen with that just yet. Something I am looking at potentially in the future. But for now, that closes. So what we do instead is we invite you to comment question to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group over on Facebook. That would be the other option for you. And, you know, the reality with that is that that one stays open. There will soon be a post pinned to the very top of that so that you can participate in that conversation. And that stays out there all the time. So then when you listen to the archives, and the archives can be found at the same place as the original link for the show. If you listen to the archives and want to comment, or something comes up after the show that you want to comment on it, or go back and listen to some things, you can do that. And it gets there easily then. And it'll stay there, and we'll check. And when I do have guests, the other part of that is people do jump in there and comment also during the week. And sometimes it's just a nice place to be able to double-check on the show that was there before, because sometimes I try to get over there and put some highlights from the show into the conversation for the show as well. So, let's see. The other thing that you can do is you can always call in, and you do that by dialing 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074 if you are calling in on Skype. Or if you do call in on the phone, please do hit the 1 on your keypad so that I do know that you really do want to talk to us and aren't just listening on your phone. Because you can listen by phone if you'd like instead of computer. That is a possibility also. We are hooked up to be able to do that with you. Let's see. Again, if you know anyone who wants to be a guest, if you have some topics you'd like discussed, please do get a hold of me via email. I would love to chat with you about that. and put people on. You know, you don't have to be doing anything super spectacular or think, you know, you've got to be this millionaire in order to be on the show. If you are living your purpose, that's what's important. And that's who we want to talk to. Your purpose can be anything from cutting lawns, raking leaves, shoveling snow, up to the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company. It really doesn't matter. If you are doing what you think you are supposed to do, if you are listening to spirit and guiding, having that guide what you're going to do in your life, that's all we need. That's living your purpose. And I welcome you to come talk about it. Okay, having said all of that, I'd like to get into the topic for today's show. I don't see anyone putting any questions or anything up there, reminding me anything that I might have missed. So that's good. I have been noticing that very, very often lately, I'm answering phone calls that I think are supposed to be my friends, family, occasionally a bill collector, all of that. And because it's my local area code, whatever. So I pick it up and I find out, no, it's not. Not at all. Instead, it is somebody telling me my Google listing for my business needs to be updated. My business can get a loan without any credit check as long as I deposit $10,000 in my bank account every month. Well, okay. You know, Purpose Talk Radio is internet. Do some marketing, that's true. But it would be really nice if someone wanted to do a marketing package for $10,000. But that's not going to happen. With my schooling, with my other stuff, and being on disability, I'm limited on what I can make. So for the moment, we keep that under what I need to be doing. Keep myself under the radar. So no, I'm not going to deposit $10,000 in my bank account just to be able to get this loan for something that I don't believe is right. That's one thing. I don't have a Google listing, so stop trying to tell me I do. And, well, now I stand corrected. Now we do. PositiveNewsMedia.org, the online positive magazine, is a Google account. And I do have a Google email, things like that. So you're not going to update anything for me. I know how to do the SEO, search optimization and all of that all by my little self. I don't need you to do it. And if not, I've got friends that will do it, and I'd really rather pay them than somebody who I don't even know. Thank you very much. So when you hear those things, what do? I'm sure you all get these things. Or we're calling you to tell you you've won a 4-day, 3-night vacation over in Disney World, and all you've got to do is give us your credit card information. Huh? You won the trip, but you got to give the credit card? Something's wrong with that picture, isn't it? Unfortunately, people do get caught because it sounds wonderful. Oh, you'll get this $10,000 vacation, but first you have to reserve the airlines with your credit card. You know, and then we'll reimburse you when you get here. Do you really think I'm that stupid? No, I'm not giving you my credit card information for anything. That's the big thing, folks. Don't ever give your credit card information unless you are calling the company and you have checked them and you know it's a direct line. Even calling back to some of these companies isn't going to guarantee anything. Most times if you try calling back to that phone number that came in on your caller ID, that number's not even going to exist. Or it will be constantly busy. Or they won't be able to take your call. Please leave a message and we'll call you back. You've contacted the processing company, the processing department. We know about those. Those are pretty obvious things. However, what I've noticed recently is, like I said, they come in, you know, your friend Sue told me to give you a call because she got this product and she knows you want to be a part of it. Sure, they'll give you a common name of your friend, and you'll get all excited. They may have been on your Facebook page. They may have gotten a hold of your online phone book. They may have heard you on a scanner on your cell phone. Yes, folks, all these things are heard. These are common things. There's several hackers, spammers, all those kind of people out there. And, you know, they say Big Brother's watching. Yes, it is. And you know what? You can't get around it. But you can be safe. It's okay. So when they say Sue, ask them which one. Oh, my God, was that? Or what I love to do. I'm like, oh, my God, Sue Davis said that? Oh, man. And they'll say, yeah, that was her. And then I come back with, wow, she's had a really long trip. She died 3 years ago. Click. Gee, amazing how that goes away really quickly. The other one I love doing, and I'll admit, you know, someone calls me and says they're able to give me this loan, no credit check, whatever it is. The best one is my credit card, which, mind you, I don't have, so go ahead and call me about credit cards all you want. Great, on the credit card. Okay, sure. Since I have none, an upgrade sounds pretty good to me. You know, you can keep them on the phone. There's ways to keep them on the phone. Just say yes or no. Better yet, no. But when they ask you, you know, do you have a credit card? Yes. But don't give any information. When they start asking for a specific number, I have to go get my card. I'm sorry, I don't have that memorized. Well, they'll wait. So let them wait. Then come back and can't find it. Wait, I know it's here somewhere. What did I do with it? Wait some more. Eventually, they'll go away. In the meantime, you're burning up their time of when they can't scam, so they can't scam somebody else. Those are fun. I like doing those. And I had someone who I really had convinced because I have, you know, student loans, things like that. So my bills are over $10,000 or whatever they wanted. And we got through it. They were all ready to get the information. I said, and of course, this is a do not call number. I said, you're pretty smart, aren't you, lady? I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Thank you for calling in and acknowledging that for me. And then hung up. So it wasted his time from doing it. Okay, those are the fun ones. Those are the cute ones. Now let's get down to real tax here. There are several lists that you can be a part of that allow you to block your phone number, your email, and the like on that. So the first one is the registry for a do not call list. Now, there are a couple of them, and one is for cell phones and one is for regular phones. I actually have listed with all of them, and I still get calls. However, it allows me to at least have something to go back on when I do get calls. So the first one that I deal with most often is the National Do Not Call Registry. And that email address, or that website, is very simple. It is a secured website, and that's the other thing you want to do. When you put your information into any of these sites, do please make sure that it is a site that is HTTPS, which means it's secured, which means when you put your information in there, it's going to be scrambled and encrypted and protected so that it's not, you can see what it is, and the right people who need to see what it is can get the information, but they don't actually ever get your full credit card number or those kinds of things. Instead, it is a partial piece of sharing. So, so this one is secured, and I'm going to go over to the comments. To add your phone number to these lists so that no one calls. And, okay, so, sorry. The first one there, of course, is the National Do Not Call Registry, which is very simple. HTTPS, donotcall.gov. And the thing is, once you register, you can verify that your number is on there. Now, the next one is the FCC one, which, again, is very similar, and it may seem like it takes you to the same pages, but like I said, I like to go through all of these. And the reality is what's supposed to happen is that when you get on these registries, you can't get calls from any organizations which you don't already have established business or have written permission from you to call them. Anything that's not commercial or any unsolicited advertising. I'm sorry, it does not cover, you know, anything that you've already written and said, whatever. It does not cover nonprofit organizations or political calls. Now, that's the interesting piece about it. They can still call you. So, if you've given permission from someone, if there are, it's not a commercial call, so that's why political can do it, churches can do it, things like that, they are all able to call you, even if you're not on the do not call list. So that you know when you get some of these, that they don't qualify as this. So that is at fcc.gov. encyclopedia/do-not-call-list. So you can go to that. And it gives you more details. Actually, what it does ultimately, it takes you to the do-not-call.gov list. But you can call an 800 number on that one. You can call if you know someone who uses a TTY still, or you know people who, you know, seniors or whatever that don't have internet service. You can use all of that. You can just call the direct phone number to do that and get that information. Now, like I said, that FCC site, what it does is it describes in detail about the do not call list. So, and then takes you over to be able to register. And like I said, it does include your home phone as well as your cell phone and your fax. If anybody still uses a fax number, you can register that as well. Because, you know, we get garbage faxes too. Also at that FCC thing, there is a way for you to call. Now, you can file complaints if you have someone calling before 8 a.m. or after 9. It used to be 8 to 8. I find it interesting that that has been extended. You know, the telemarketer leaves a message but doesn't leave a phone number for you to sign up for stuff or doesn't leave you a way to opt out of their call list. You receive a call from somebody that you were originally told to take you off the list, and they're not listening. They don't actually identify themselves with a name. This is your credit card company. No, that's not identifying yourself with a name. Or you get some pre-recorded commercial message from someone that you don't have already a business relationship with them. You can file complaints on any of those. And, you know, there's ways to do that online as well as making a phone call. And it's fairly easy to do. Now, The problem I have run into, like I said, is that some of these phone numbers that you get, they're not legit. But I give it to them anyway because the government does have ways of tracking those numbers and finding them to be able to then kind of stop it. And if some of them, they use these weird rotating dialers and things that make it a little tougher for them to find them. But, you know, it's the government. Let's hope they can handle this all by their little selves. So then another site that has some basic information, and this one's even a little simpler for people to understand if they don't already, because there's some videos on there for you. Again, it takes you to the same donotcall.gov site, but this is through the Federal Trade Commission. They've got a do not call piece of information, and that would be consumer.ftc.gov. And you can look for their do not call registry information. You can go through all of that. It's fairly easy. Like I said, that one's even simpler, because if the other one gets a little too complicated for you, this gives specific details of, you know, yes, no questions that you can ask and to be able to handle any of these problems that you have. So that's pretty cool. It's a really nice way of doing business then. And like I said, I'll turn in just about anybody that wants to mess with me. So the other thing that you can do is, believe it or not, you can sign up your email. And very few people actually know about that. Now, if you're like me, though, unfortunately, I sign up for way too many newsletters. And so what happens then when I get in the middle of things is I'm already all over them. The latest, though, is that you get email that just allows you to unsubscribe. If it doesn't tell you that you specifically signed up for it and either when and what your email is, guess what? It's probably junk mail. It's probably spam. It's probably trying to get you to click on a link to get your information again. You know, there is the phishing stuff. And the latest they call out there is vishing. You know, so instead of using the email, you know, of course, they is what they do by phone. I'll tell you what happened to a friend of mine recently. She was in front of her computer. She got a phone call, and someone said that they were the repair company for her computer and that she had a virus that needed to be removed immediately so that it didn't cause any more problems. I don't know how or why she did this, but she did. She said, well, they said, well, let me show you how you can find out if you've got a virus. And they gave her a website to go to, and she went to it. And what the website did, as she just did exactly what they told her to, doing the clicks and doing all that. And what it ended up doing was allowing them to take control, to remotely take control of her computer. And what they did is they actually put a virus on her computer instead of, because she disabled her, they had her disable her virus protection so that they could go in supposedly remotely. And she lived with this because, you know, it was computer tech. They should, you know, they were trying to help her. And this way she could check for herself before she did anything. Well, guess what? Wrong answer. They got in. And then it cost her money to be able to get it off. And luckily, she did hang up and turn off the computer so that they did get disconnected from their connection and couldn't do any more damage. But that was a really, could have been a very, very detrimental one. So, okay. So you know about the phone calls. So let's go back to the email for a moment. what you can do to go to get your email knocked off is you can go to the what's called the Direct Marketing Association. Give them your information. Now, again, like other companies, you can opt out. You can say you want to take it out. And, you know, this is actually real mail as well as email. So this one is a way to get rid of your regular, your snail mail, your postal mail. If you go to that, so you go to dmachoice.org. Again, D as in Direct Marketing Association, dmachoice.org. And you can get rid of, you know, all those flyers, junk stuff that you get in your mail. Again, it won't get rid of political campaigns. Now, most of us don't get scammed by mail because we take our time, we read it, we look at it, and we know, you know, there's not something that we can jump on right away because it sounds so good. But some of these companies are putting out these flyers now, too, and having you call a number that really isn't their number or that's a garbage number because they know that we have over the years been advised to not respond to people unless we are calling them directly. You know, if someone says you're having a problem with your bank, at your bank account, the advice is to call your bank, right? Okay. Some places will have you, well, if you don't believe I can help you with your computer, why don't you call me back and see that my company is legit. So they give you a number, an 800 number, you call back. That doesn't prove anything. If you do have some of these companies contact you, don't fall for the, you've got to do this now, or you'll lose it. If it's not in the next half hour or the next 15 minutes, you're going to lose it. Well, guess what? That pretty much tells you that it's probably not legit either. Give yourself time to call the Better Business Bureau or jump online to the Better Business Bureau. Get the name of the company, get the contact information, and go online. If you're getting opportunity to go for Southwest Airline tickets or some other airline, if it's not directly through their website, it's not being offered by them. It's being offered by some outside enterprise who is trying to get your information so they can sell you something else. Plain and simple. So very often, if there is something from the airline itself, you can go directly to it. Or you can go directly to the airlines and say, by the way, I saw this deal, and it said ABC. And they'll tell you, one, is it legit? And if you can actually get the deal. Or if it's a bunch of garbage. And then you get your stuff out of there. And you don't want to call the other company back. And you want to make sure you didn't give your credit card information. And if you have given your credit card information, then make sure you get a hold of your bank and stop at the accountant. You've heard all of this kind of stuff before. So we just want to be careful of how and what we are doing with things. But the best thing is just to opt out of these lists. Now, let's see, what is the other latest? Oh, the other latest and greatest. How many of us get text messages for things that we don't want? Are laws against that as to what they can, what can be sent over text as well. If you go to, again, the FCC site, there is part of the the Consumer Help Center that will let you file a complaint so that you don't get text messages. So there's, you know, list all of your things. Now, there are some people that say, oh my, if I'm going to list them, then that's going to mean that I'm going to have my information out there. Well, okay, if you're not getting spam text messages, then don't bother listing it. I agree with that. If you're not getting junk emails because you've cleaned out your mailbox and you've put your filters on there so nice and tightly that you're not going to get them, then don't bother registering at the moment because you don't want your information available. If you're not getting problems with your phone, that's, you know, all that's your call. Now, the thing is, though, a lot of us fill out these surveys online, and that's how your cell phone becomes public. That's your email becomes public. So the other thing that I would suggest is if you're going to start doing some of those things, online surveys or just doing things for fun, you know, try and earn points for this or that, set up a what I might call a ghost email, one that will forward to yours if you wanted to, and one where all these kinds of emails, these newsletters you might register for, or these offers you might register for, you know, the coupons, places, all that, and use that specific email for that only. And don't use it for anything else. The other thing would be then if you you know, obviously you'll get it with your text messaging and all that. But the fact that, what was I going to say here? I'm sorry, I just went out of, just saw a message from someone and trying to make sure that we were actually on the air again and that it didn't get knocked off. But the deal that you can, you know, get on a list that you don't want to be on. Well, that's probably very true. You know, it used to be that cell phones weren't on any lists. And now they are. They are on all kinds of lists because people do fill out their information like that. And so therefore, they get more things than they want to get. So, anyway, I hope some of that has helped. I hope I was online during this whole time. Because I see that I did lose a connection. And, you know, but at the same time, it looks like the show was being recorded and ready to go. So hopefully we are all good on that. Looks like I keep losing a connection, though, so I don't know what's going to happen, what's happening. If it's all working or not, we'll find out shortly. So, having said all of that, I think I've pretty much wrapped up what I have to say. If anyone has comments or ways that they have found themselves either spam scammed or found deals too good to be true, or if you'd like to share some ways that you have gotten around it, please do call in 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And share those with us. And you can call in on Skype, press 1, if you're calling in that way. I'd love to have you put your information there for us. And otherwise, please do feel free to, if you listen to this link later after the show, put your comments over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. We'd love to have you there participating in our discussion during the week and be on the show. So, I think for today, that'll pretty much wrap up the show. If you want to be a guest next week or in the upcoming weeks, please do get a hold of us. Send us an email, and we'd love to have you join us. That would be to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Or you can go through Facebook or Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page and leave messages there as well. We do air every Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the UK. So, with all of that, I need to leave you with some kind of affirmation for the week. He said, this doesn't seem like the typical thing, but, you know, if you are trying to live your purpose, you don't want to get scammed. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want your resources to be taken from you by doing something that just does not fit. So for this week, I think our affirmation, if you haven't figured it out, the four-letter word that goes with scam, spam, and super deals would be safe. I wish you all to be safe as we go through the week. So the affirmation is, I am safe in all of my interactions with others, online, in person, and on the phone. So that will remind you to stop for just a moment before you hit the number to respond or answer questions that maybe you shouldn't. By doing that affirmation, that will be in your head and on top of your mind so that you can think about responding in appropriate ways when you get those calls and those emails and all those messages. So, having said all of that, I think I will close out the show for this week. Again, we have the two songs that I loved sharing with you. The first one is the Positive News song, and that can be found at positivenewsmedia.org, as well as the Positive News Media on Facebook. The second song is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. They can be found at TRUETRINITY.com, and they've got a couple of songs up there for sale as well, being Jillian Clark, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And, of course, Purpose Talk Radio is at purposetalkradio.com. So as we go out this week, I wish you all a very safe, blessed week. And until we speak next time, I wish you all soul blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.